Representative Marie Newman joins the show, and she's got some help, hopefully, in the pipeline, I should say, for small businesses. And also, at some point, we want to get to, Marie, a very personal story you shared with Team Vogue. Your child and you were very outspoken about some issues that I know you feel very passionately about. How are you this afternoon? Thanks for calling in the show.
I'm great and good to be here, Anna.
Representative Newman, tell me what this is, because we do talk about small businesses all the time, and the smallest of the small businesses you're recognizing needs some help, and you've come up with some legislation that you hope will provide some of that help.
Yeah, you know, even in my own district, Anna, about 80% of all businesses are small or micro businesses, and those that are generally run by families, and they're those great places you like to go right in your neighborhood. And they suffered the most through the pandemic. I think that's very clear to everybody. Mm-hmm. So what the REST Act is, it gives them some tax relief vis-a-vis increasing their deduction so they effectively have more working capital in their business.
Okay, so how does that work? If I'm a small business owner, I'm in a community, I say, you know what, this sounds good. I know it's legislation right now. How would we go about getting some of this, and what about the chances it's going to pass?
Yeah, so the good news, whether you use an accountant or not for your business, if this passes, and it's bipartisan, the good news is that both sides of the aisle like it. Effectively, your accountant will know that you will now, instead of having a 20% deduction for your business expenses, you'll have a 25% deduction, and that effectively allows you to pay far less in taxes and actually allows you to have more working capital in your business.
Mm-hmm, and that's good news. We talk about this all the time. I'm sure I think it's still true post-pandemic that they're the economic driver for new jobs in the state of Illinois, that small businesses are the ones that are responsible for that kind of growth.
100% they are. You know, pre-pandemic, it was about 54% of our economy was small businesses, right? And that has changed slightly, but it's still the driver and the biggest growth area nationwide.
Yeah, it's important to keep them going, and they seem to be the hardest hit. We do talk about that all the time as well. Getting back on their feet, are you hearing anecdotally in your district, as you talk to folks across the district, are things looking up for them? Or are we still in danger of losing even more of our small businesses?
I think it's definitely looking up. Now, we did lose, over a million businesses nationwide, and a good chunk of our small businesses in Illinois, three suffered, or some of them even had to close. What I'm seeing, though, as I do small business tours over the last 6 months, is that we are seeing relief, and we're seeing that a lot of our restaurants got some relief from the SBA, EIDL, and PPP loans and the grants. So we're seeing folks rebounding and getting opening their doors again. So good news all the way around.
Yeah, it is good news, and I think that they're hoping to get more people to come back to work, particularly in the service sector. We are seeing some people left the business or not returning to those jobs, and I know we hear all the time that kind of thing, it's difficult on the restaurant industry in particular.
Absolutely. And one of the biggest reasons that's cited in all of these studies when we look at that is that these folks don't have child care. We've lost about 70% of our child care system in this country. So one of the pieces of legislation that's coming out in the Families Act is to support child care and have pre-K and have child care resources readily available for families that one or both parents work.
Yeah, and you said this legislation that you introduced has got bipartisan support, so you've got a good chance of getting it passed. When would it get passed? Is it soon? I mean, I know not everything works as quickly as we'd like in D.C., but sometimes it's good.
I would love it to be tomorrow, if I had my druthers. But it will be, before we introduce it, it has to go through some work, right, on committee. So it will be introduced in the next couple of months, and then what we hope to have it is embedded and passed so that, in fact, it's available for taxes next year.
Okay. Can we talk about something you've been talking about openly, a personal conversation you've been having with your child, Evie? You were in Teen Vogue recently with her. You appeared in a special issue about her transitioning transgender and to a transgender, I guess, how old is she now? Is she in college or he? What's
she
the pronoun?
Is. She is. Her pronoun is she, and her name is Evie, and she transitioned about, almost 6 years ago. And we, you know, the folks at Teen Vogue wanted to hear her story, so we shared it. And I couldn't be more proud of Edie. She did a lot of work, and she's doing really well now. And our story is important because while Edie had great support from friends and family and all kinds of resources here in the Chicago area, because the state of Illinois is a very transgender-friendly and LGBTQ-friendly state, most states aren't. And we thought it was really important to talk about this story so those folks that are in those states that don't have all the resources know that there is help on the way vis-a-vis the Equality Act. And so we sat down with Teen Vogue to have that conversation.
And what would the Equality Act do? How does that accomplish that?
Yeah, the Equality Act is, you know, it's pretty simple. It would prevent discrimination in employment, education, housing, workplaces, in public spaces, and on and on. Right now, there are many states, sadly, Anna, that still find it very allowable to discriminate based on housing, and they can deny your application and a bunch of different things in terms of looking for a job. So it is really, it's a very serious situation. And it's just the basis of our foundation, right, which is equity and equality. So all we're saying is that we want equality for the LGBTQ plus community, nothing more.
Yeah, I hear you. And your Teen Vogue, if people would like to take a look at it, it is a fascinating look. And you talk about you dealing with it personally, as well as Evie dealing with what she has been going through. And she found support here, as you point out. Not every place allows or offers that sort of support. You said pretending to be something you're not is literally the hardest thing on the planet. It's the most destructive thing to yourself, but everyone around you. And then you talk about creating an environment where everyone is equal with the premise of this Equality Act. How was it, though, as a parent to be faced with this news, for her to come to you and say, this is what I'm going to do, this is who I am?
Well, my husband and I and my son were all thrilled, because I have to tell you, it's a very joyful experience when anybody, it doesn't matter who they are, has found themselves and found their authenticity. You know, she had been dealing with a lot of depression and anxiety that was extremely serious, to the point of hospitalization. And so when she, through a great program here in the Chicago area, found that authenticity, we were joyful. My husband and I celebrated. So It was a pivotal point in our family, and was one of the happiest days of our life.
How about that? Can you go online still and take a look at that interview? Is it still there? The Teen Vogue?
Yeah, I believe it is. Yeah,
yeah.
Teen Vogue. If you go to Teen Vogue, I believe it's still there.
Yeah, because I'd read about you guys going and you know, giving the interview and participating in it just, I guess, a week or two ago. But we've been trying to arrange schedules. Thank you for sharing that story, and thank you for what you're doing for the small business community as well, Representative Newman. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and everyone have a great day.
You too, Representative Marie Newman there, 3rd District. 3rd District in Congress. Yeah, Marie Newman.